The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. How nice to have you this Monday morning as we consider the great truth of God in His Word. And that's exactly what we're talking about, the reality of God and His attributes. What profound and wonderful thoughts these are to occupy our minds. The reality of God, God is real, and we're noticing the attributes of God. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28, listen to what Isaiah says here. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. As we consider another attribute of God today, we would like to say that God is all-knowing. He is omniscient. God is a being of infinite intelligence. He has total knowledge. There is nothing that God does not know. God knows everything that is. He knows that which was. He knows everything that will be. And God even knows that which might have been. Let's think about that a little bit today. This is evident from creation. There is evidence of supreme intelligence in creation, and scientists are thinking the thoughts of God after God. This points to supreme intelligence, that God is all-knowing. And this can be seen in prophecy, that God knows the end from the beginning, as things are foretold in the Scriptures before they come to pass. And we find such Scriptures as Acts chapter 15, verse 18, where the writer says, "Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world." God knows everything. How wonderful and amazing to think that there is such a being as that. And our Lord said in Matthew 10:30 that even the hairs of our head are numbered. I understand that the average human being has about 140,000 hairs in his head. And to think that the Lord knows that, not only that, the very cell structure and the things that are seen and the things that are not seen. God knows everything. And when the day of judgment comes, we will see that God has supreme knowledge about everything. We can find this in many places in the Scriptures. For example, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, listen to verse 13 and 14. He says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." God knows all. And it says every work is going to be brought into judgment, even every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So this shows us that God has supreme intelligence. He knows everything. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, he talks about the judgment there. And he says, even the counsels of the heart will be made known and manifest in the day of judgment. So God knows the heart. God knows everything. And such scriptures as Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, tell us that by a man's words he will be justified or be condemned. We're going to be judged by our words. So our very words. God knows everything. Everything that is, everything that was, everything that will be. And as we said earlier, he even knows that which might have been. How mind-boggling to think about that. I know our Lord Jesus said one time in Matthew chapter 11, when he was upbraiding the cities around the Sea of Galilee for their unbelief, he says here in Matthew 11, beginning with verse 21, "Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in thee had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." And again he says in verse 23, "And thou, Capernaum," that's another one of the cities there, "which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day." So God even knows what might have been as well as what was, what is to come. He even knows that which might have been. Since we're dealing with such a one as this, how we need to respect him and notice the great truths that we will look into springing from this. We'll talk more about this tomorrow.